Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's The Big Show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. Do it every day at 5 o'clock and abbreviated Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane today as the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show with myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Nice to meet you. Appreciate you hanging out with us. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome home, or welcome to your ride home on a Monday. I know it was tough. I know you're nursing yourself over the weekend. Maybe that's the best way to put it. But Great Lakes Dragway, you're going to want to be out there this weekend. If you're nursing yourself this weekend, you're going out and having some fun at Great Lakes Dragway. You might be feeling it a little bit coming up next Monday as well, because they have Mofoco's Bug Fest and the Truck Nationals coming up this week. Yeah. Oh, I pronounced it a few different times to make sure that I was all locked in. Bug Fest happens in the morning, and Truck Nationals will go all day. Yeah. These are huge, jacked-up trucks at Truck Nationals that we're talking about. There's a car show, a swap meet and greet, racing for both. Final inspection from 105.7 FM. The Fan will be broadcasting there from 12 to 2. And Leap 36, Leroy Butler, here on the Wendy's Big Show, will be there from 11 to 2. Leroy, it sounds like it's going to be a great event out there at Great Lakes Dragway for you guys this weekend. They also have all the info at Great Lakes Dragway website, and they also have camping Friday night, which is something that they don't usually do out there at Great Lakes Dragway.
I mean, I think it's a tremendous spot, especially for the Butler versus Bullion campaign, because I have close to 200 kids that I mentor. They all will be there that weekend. Matter of fact, about half of them are getting their driver's license in the next day or so, so I'm a little nervous.
What?
There'll be a lot of 17-year-olds getting new cars, riding around. But they're excited. But they all live in that area, so most of them will be there. And they really enjoy going up in the booth, up in the tower, to see them, all the cars start. So I appreciate Roy giving these young kids a platform to do that. And there's a lot of families there, too. Like the little kids with all their little headphones on and things of that nature. And again, they do more stuff for Volkswagens and Bugs than anybody. And I just tell everybody, man, if you're having fun racing, do it legally and do it at Great Lakes.
Please. Thank you. Please. Yeah. Just.
And don't let all the construction going that way. Watch for the signs going down there so you don't miss an exit or two or have to drive all the way around. But they're starting to get better with the traffic as far as all the construction going down.
Yeah,
I don't want that to deter people from not coming.
Because it is. It will be, once you get off that freeway, it's going to be a perfect shot, and it's going to be a perfect time down there. Yeah.
They got it all mapped out now, so it's everything will be fine. So.
I'm excited. It's going to be a cool weekend on Saturday. Leroy Butler down at Great Lakes Dragway from 11 to 2. Bucks Summer League roster is out. Sterling Brown and DJ Wilson will both play. There will not be Dante DiVincenzo on the team. Bonzi Colson, the only returner from the Bucks regular 15-man roster that will be on the Summer League team coming up this year. Great Lakes Dragway.
Go ahead, Gary.
Is that Las Vegas?
Las Vegas Summer League, yes. That sounds like a great
time. Why wouldn't he be on that, you think?
Well, I don't know if John Horst told you last time you guys had one of your sit-down meetings.
Yeah.
But he was trying to say that they believe that he's ready to go.
Yeah.
They just want to be as patient as possible with Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just figured that was part of one of your guys' sit down dinners where you guys make a mac and cheese
We had to deal with the Middleton thing.
Right. 5 years, $178 million.
You know what Brogdon was going through.
To the Indiana Pacers for 4 years for 85, right.
That was more pressing.
It's understandable, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you getting into those hard hitting topics.
Absolutely.
Addition by subtraction though, Leroy, you kind of just mentioned some of them. Malcolm Brogdon goes to the Indiana Pacers, 4 years, $85 million in a sign and trade for the restricted free agent.
Were you guys surprised he got that kind of offer?
I don't know if I was surprised. It appeared that that was what was going to be the asking price.
When Gary told me about the Chicago thing, I said, uh-oh, he's going to at least get 20.
And once he got 21.2?
Right in your division.
It was about a done deal there in the in the division. Did the Bucks get better this weekend, Leroy Butler?
Well, I think if they stayed the same, I'd be happy. Because the same means that you're still going to be very competitive winning the East, whether Kawhi Leonard stays or not. You're going to be with the same teams, Philly, you know, Boston with Kemba Walker. Again, if Toronto, I mean, I don't think they'll be, if without Kawhi Leonard, I don't think they're going to be make the playoffs. I mean, you don't even think they'll even do anything. But you'll be surprised what these teams do nowadays. But I will say this. I don't know about using – the NFL does it sometimes, trading partners right in your division of people. You want to try to trade people like they do in business, like non-competes. You go somewhere – and I don't have to deal with you anymore. But when you're playing Indiana 5-6 times a year, you're going to be familiar with that. So you got a first-round pick. I don't know how high up it is. The second-round picks, I don't really care about that because they're non-guaranteed contracts. You can use those three picks maybe in the future to try to trade for somebody, and you still can do that. Well, matter of fact, I don't know the rules if you can trade these picks or not. Sometimes in the NFL, you get these picks. You can't, like the compensatory picks, you can't flip them until a certain waiver goes by or whatever. But for the most part, I think they kind of stay the same, and I'm okay with that because I think the biggest thing to me was getting Middleton back.
And you were able to do that 5 years, yes. $178 million.
Absolutely. A lot of people didn't want to give him something close to the max. But you brought him back. You got the Lopez brothers. Gary, I think that they're the same. I don't think they got worse. But bringing in Matthews, to me, that moved the headline from the president, Brogdon, to Matthews, Wesley Matthews coming in. I think that cushions that blow.
Wesley Matthews comes on a veteran minimum deal after you lose Malcolm Brogdon. But you bring back George Hill as well, Gary. 3 years, $29 million. Brooke Lopez, 4 years, $52 million. And his brother Robin Lopez expected to join the Bucks. Terms of that are not out.
What was George Hill's numbers again?
3 years, $29 million, okay. But the third year is non-guaranteed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you believe the Bucks got better yesterday?
Well, yeah, I did. Initially, when we first started this, no. But I think they did. I mean, I think short term they did. Long term, maybe Brogdon is probably a lot younger. But the thing, only thing with Brogdon is that he's got an injury history. So if you're still thinking long term, he's 82 game schedule. Maybe you get him about 65 games. So he's not going to play the whole season for you. If you're looking at Matthews, been around a little bit. I think he had a bad injury. I think he had an Achilles injury. And so he's not what he used to be, but still you had a veteran player, good defensive player. You get him for the veteran minimum. He wants to be here. I think it's a win-win for the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, I think they got better.
In the center lane, Kevin Durant goes with Kyrie Irving to the Brooklyn Nets. And this is when the news of Wesley Matthews signing a deal with the Milwaukee Bucks kind of dropped. And it was a conversation we were starting to get into, and we hit the surface. And we scratched the surface of the situation with Kevin Durant. And he is been one of the most polarizing figures, Gary and Leroy, that I can really remember since watching and really following sports as closely as I do, where people were like insulted by Kevin Durant's decision when he left the Oklahoma City Thunder to go sign with the 73 win at that time. Yeah. Golden State Warriors, who had won a championship, had just come off losing after having a 3-1 lead to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. He goes to Golden State. He becomes soft. He becomes weak. He doesn't like to compete. This is what's wrong with the NBA. And really, the weird thing for me about it was KD was really the second free agent that Golden State had signed at that point. Like, they signed Andre Iguodala when they started the run. They signed Kevin Durant in the middle, who was obviously the biggest price free agent. And he wins two finals MVPs, wins two championships. But for some, that's never going to be good enough. For the Golden State Warriors today, after he leaves, they announce no player is going to wear the 35 while their owner is in charge of the Golden State Warriors at this point.
Well, listen, that's something we, the media, put on him. We did that. And then sometimes some of the players may have followed suit because they kept hearing that narrative, and that narrative started following him around. And a lot of these guys have never played a down of basketball themselves, and they try and tell who's weak and who's not, who doesn't have this. You know, it's just sometimes it's shameful. In our business, we get to be the judge and the jury, and we get to put a narrative out for someone. And really, if you look at Kevin Durant, he's a very sensitive dude, and he's got to learn. You're not going to beat the media on social media. That's why social media.
Sure,
you're not.
He will try though.
He's going to try.
He will try.
But you're not going to get the last laugh. So he's got to learn to just forget that. Do your thing, man. Be the best man you could be. Go win championships and go do what you do. Yeah, I mean, it was a ready-made team already, but everybody to a man will tell you he was the best guy on that team. He is that good. And he wanted championships, and he went and got him a couple of them. Now he's going to go. And I guess there's a little fallout in Golden State, and now he's going to go and probably sit this year out, but then try to get the Nets to where they need to be. And that's going to be tough for the Bucks in the East in 2 years.
Oh, no doubt it will be. And that will be a situation where that team is legit with DeAndre Jordan, 4 years, $40 million. Kyrie Irving comes in just under a max deal as well.
You already got a team that was winning the playoffs last year in the Nets. Young team.
And they ship out a bunch of pieces of that as well in the trades to get here. D'Angelo Russell ends up going to the Golden State Warriors, a part of that sign-and-trade deal, 4 years, $117 million.
The deal I like is Kemba going to Boston.
And that's in the left lane here when you look at the shifting of the landscape in the Eastern Conference, Gary. Boston made themselves a whole lot better as they got Kemba Walker. They did lose Al Horford and Kyrie Irving in that sense. Al Horford ends up going to Philadelphia. Philadelphia brings back Tobias Harris on a max deal. They lose Jimmy Butler. Maybe they win as Jimmy Butler ends up going to the Miami Heat. There's movement all around this place, but how does all this movement in the Eastern Conference, Leroy, affect the Milwaukee Bucks?
Well, Gordon Hayward, now he can move into the starting lineup. They can do something there.
And nobody messing with him about it.
And see, the thing about it, if you think about Philadelphia, where they're going to be, they got a lot of talent there, but there's a lot going on there. You're the only stable team, really, with not a lot of drama. And I think sometimes when these other teams adding these big pieces, all the star power, it takes time for them to get going. You remember Miami when they put that thing together with LeBron and, you know, Wade,
right,
and Bosch, it took time for them to get going, you know. And when that's going on, the other teams were able to just kind of gain some ground on them. So you would think the Bucks, if they can, they brought back pretty much everybody except for Brogdon, maybe a few other pieces. They can continue to win while Philly's trying to get acclimated, Boston trying to get acclimated. I mean, then again, you got to look further down too. You know, if Jimmy Butler going to Miami, is that going to be an issue? You know, Miami for some reason always plays the Bucks real tough. But if you're a Bucks fan, you can still wear your fear to dear shirt and feel like you still can win the East. You just have to feel that. And for some reason, if you don't, I think you're still one of the top three teams. There's nothing to make you feel like, you know, just going to knock you out of the top five or the top four to in the East. So, hey, listen. And I don't think they're done. I really don't. If you can get guys like with the Matthews to take minimum deal, one or two more guys who are shooter types, can play some defense, you know, I think that's what you're going to need. You got to fill a roster out with guys who are going to be capable enough when they're out on the floor, the 1 or 2 minutes that Giannis is resting, that you can keep these leads up, because I think that's what hurt you in the playoffs.
If you guys want, Leroy, I don't want to.
But this is Ted Thompson all over again, how they did this thing, though.
I don't want to make you feel bad here, because I'm a resident Laker fan on the show. The Brooklyn Nets just got Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. The Brooklyn Nets were still in New Jersey the last time the Los Angeles Lakers won a playoff game.
Yes, okay.
The New Jersey Nets.
The New Jersey Nets. Yeah. Back like when Jason Kidd, Kmart, Richard Jefferson, and them. Yeah. Oh, they were tearing it up.
Yeah.
Man, those were the glory days, weren't it?
But the Lakers, trust me, they're going to get somebody.
Oh, they got a couple already.
But didn't Brooklyn at one point get – did they have KG in there?
They had KG, right. Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen.
Ray was at Boston?
No, Ray had left.
Darren Williams
was the one there. Joe Johnson.
Darren Williams.
Joe Johnson was nasty at that point, too.
Yeah, they tried to do it.
Yeah.
They tried to do it like Pella Windows and just stock up an all-star team, just couldn't do it.
Nope, Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there, folks. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com. Just start the process. And right now, folks, they are offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020, guys. Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, folks, she works with her and her entire team. They are there to make your job run smoothly, guys, and don't worry about it. My good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they work year-round. They install year-round. Roy Lee, how to get a hold of these good people?
I think the best thing about it, if you know, the heating bill, we talked about it in the winter. Now it's the cooling bill. You want everything. You set your thermostat. You
thermostat.
Want it to stay at that. Okay? You want it not to lose, you know, money going out of the window. So you just go to PellaWI.com. You can chat with somebody right now. Can chat with somebody. But hey, if you want to give them a phone call, that's fine too. 262-783-6600. 262-783-6600. Tell them Leroy Butler and Gary Ellison sent you.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane until 5:30 when the On Deck Show gets you ready for Brewers and Reds. This is the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to. He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him.
That's Bob Myers, general manager and basketball of president operations for the Golden State Warriors, speaking about Kevin Durant after the injury during Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant, now a member of the Brooklyn Nets, or soon to be, as he has agreed to terms, to become a member of the Brooklyn Nets. He has then been traded in a sign-and-trade deal that will bring D'Angelo Russell, all-star here of this season, to the Golden State Warriors in exchange. And then also he will join Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, once Kevin Durant's able to come back from that Achilles injury. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a Lane continues here on 105.7 FM. The Fan On Deck Show. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show gets you set here at 5:30. I'll have that for you before Adrian Hauser faces off against Tyler Molly for the Cincinnati Reds and the Brewers. With 7 games left until the MLB All-Star break, they will try to push through, and Brandon Woodruff has not been named an All-Star. He is one of the possible snubs, if you want to call it that. Josh Hader, Christian Yelich, Yasmani Grandal, and Mike Moustakas. You'll hear from Grandal, Moose, and Josh Hader coming up on the On Deck Show, as well as a conversation with the franchise, Tim Allen. 414-799-1250. A little bit of time for you here, still on the Wendy's Big Show, before we get out of here and get you set for Brewers and Reds. Leroy, in that clip where Bob Myers shows some raw emotion discussing Kevin Durant and discussing the injury and the misunderstood nature. I like how he says that about Kevin Durant. He's obviously an individual that he speaks to being misunderstood. Mm-hmm. He's also a very sensitive individual that sees everything. And at this point, now, when you talk about trying to change the narrative around his career, do you believe that he had to leave Golden State, or that he believed he had to change the narrative and his perspective, the perspective of him around the league?
Yeah, you got to just let him just walk, because that's the only way he's going to be happy. Some guys, I mean, it's just so perfect that it's only perfect if they choose it, because he caught a lot of slander for losing, you know, just up 3-1 to Golden State and losing and then joining them, and then now it's all these rumors he's going to the Knicks. I mean, they had the new part, right? But they wasn't to the New York Knicks.
No, it wasn't in Midtown Manhattan. It's actually over there off at Atlantic Street in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and I think this is the only way he's going to be at peace, if he could choose where he wants to go. So, and not to mention, he's probably could have made $50 million more dollars if he just stayed with Golden State and going to a new arena. He's going to sit out for the whole year. And I, you know what, for the most part, I don't blame Dolan in this one, though. I don't blame him for not offering, you know, KD to max if he's not going to be there next year. They need to be a viable team now. They can't. They don't have enough pieces to sit back and just wait. I mean, they're the worst team in the league. So why would you give a guy that kind of money if he's not going to even play for you?
Because they haven't mattered for like 20 years. Right. They would matter more now than ever.
What's another year or two? Just wait. Save all your money up so you can make better decisions down. And maybe you get a guy. Because, you know, KD is not going to want to be with that New York media, okay?
You wouldn't have thought so. I just did not expect that was going to be the place that he would want to be.
Some guys, you got to just let open the cage up and just let them fly and go wherever they want to go. That, and he's one of those guys. Let him choose where he wants to go. That's the only way he can control his own narrative. And I don't have no problem with that. Just go be happy. If he can be happy in New Jersey, I just hate to see him in the East. But for the most part, if you're the Bucks, I don't care. I mean, because it's going to be drama wherever he goes.
It really is funny to me when you look at the New York Knicks and James Dolan. And I understand where you say, like, you don't blame James Dolan.
I don't, in a way.
I 1,000% do, like, just in the sense of too. James Dolan has now just continually screwed that team.
Probably. All
every
that's right.
Time
all
that he
has
been
true.
The owner. The whole time he just keeps screwing it up. Like,
but you're going to pay a guy $50 million a year, I want at least him to be there.
But you have this just shining ball of gold, right? Like this.
I think
big
he would have. If Zion would have came, I think he would have did it. If he'd got the number one pick, he would have. It would have worked. But with Barrett, I don't know.
And see, and the crazy thing is, a lot of people are thinking that he has the better NBA prototype body to be in the NBA. Like even there, I think Zion's going to be an incredible player. But
so do I.
James Dolan just continues to mess up the New York Knicks.
But don't he own the Garden too?
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. So he.
So go enjoy watching them over at Barclays.
Right.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
And not like Brooklyn's a bad town. Brooklyn's a cool town.
Yeah, right.
Brooklyn's
there. It's New York, man.
Right. It's a melting pot. It's an amazing area.
Brooklyn's
you can
amazing.
Get anything you want, music, food.
A lot of family to live up there.
But Midtown Manhattan, Madison Square Garden, and you lose to the Nets.
That don't even look right.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Right, you would have thought that it was a typo when you see Kevin Durant go. This is the Wendy's Big Show here.
Isn't that where Julius Erving started out with the Nets?
Yep, ABA? He had a Nets jersey. Yeah.
ABA? I think that's where he started.
He has a New Jersey jersey.
Sorry, that was Dr. a J. little bit before my time. I'm talking about
Dr.
Julius.
Dr. J.
Our thanks to Seth Everett for joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show earlier today. Bella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck Show is next after the last pitch. Make the switch. You know you've been doing that for quite some time, 14 years, to the franchise Tim Allen and the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Coming up next on the Bella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck Show, hear from Mike Moustakas, Yasmani Grandal, and Josh Hader as they are now all-stars for your Milwaukee Brewers. If you missed anything on today's show, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Click on Fan on Demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Anthony Mandel and intern AmFam, great work for Gary Leroy. Stevie, I'm Baby Tausch. See you tomorrow, too.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.